Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Merci, mes amis! Merci d'être là, de vous être battu avec courage et bienveillance pendant tant de mois, parce que oui, ce soir, vous l'avez emporté, la France l'a emporté.
And
tout le monde nous disait que c'était impossible.
That is the new president of France.
Yeah, what's he saying? Anybody know?
I'm telling you, I speak French. Did you know that? He's saying merci. Saying
Which thank
is, you. Thank
you. I
thank
got
you.
That
He's
part
basically
of it.
Saying thank you to everyone for putting him in office. So we're going to find out what that means for us. James Karafanos, the vice president for the Institute for National Security and Foreign Policy at the Heritage Foundation. Jim Karafanos, welcome to Mornings on the Wall. How are you?
Good to be with you.
So does this, you know, we were talking about this. We were here. I'm sure a lot of people were discussing this social media this weekend. Does this mean anything for us that Macron has become the president of France and beat out Marine Le Pen by a significant margin? I mean, he hammered her. What does that say to us?
Yeah, it means they have much better pollsters than we do, I guess. No, seriously, what is that? I mean, the Europeans are much more accurate, apparently, at predicting their election results than we are. It's not just this election; it's several other ones. So, somebody ought to write a dissertation on that. Look, what's the positive things? Look, so Macron's actually tough on Putin, which is good. Europe and the United States need to be tough on this guy. He is trying to destabilize Western Europe. He's trying to expand his influence by making misery for others, and so showing a stronger front or stronger face to Vladimir Putin, certainly a good thing. So that's the positive thing. I think the biggest negative is everybody wants a peaceful and prosperous and stable Europe. And even though Britain has left the European Union, the European Union is a fact of life. It's going to be around for a while. It's a flawed institution, and it needs reform. And unfortunately, what this doesn't do is they just elected somebody who's just kind of a cheerleader for the EU. And it means more kind of ignoring, fixing it, and just more cheerleading for more failure. That's unfortunate.
Yeah. So you know, I know that we're all trying to, you know, draw comparisons between their election and our election, and many people have said, well, you know, they rejected the path that America took. Is that fair?
No, because Le Pen is nothing like Donald Trump, and I think one of the biggest mistakes you can make is to try to draw parallels between the French election and the U.S. election. I mean, there just isn't. But there is this force of populism in Europe, and what makes it more complicated than the United States is there is kind of the Le Pen, which I think is a very negative form of nationalism. But then I think there are countries in Europe which embrace nationalism more in kind of the American model, where it's more about restoring popular sovereignty and taking power away from unelected institutions. So I think Brexit's a reflection of that. I think what's going on in Hungary and Poland is actually a reflection of that. And so the problems, the Europeans are telling themselves, oh, we have avoided them, and they look at the results of the Dutch elections and the Austrian elections, and now the French elections. So we have crested the wave of, but what they're doing, ignoring the very genuine for people not to be so down by these European institutions, yeah, with negatively affecting growth and
We're having a little trouble with your phone there, but maybe we can you can readjust your phone slightly and we can get that resolved. What about the fact that he's only 39 years old? I mean, I remember when I was 39 years old, I didn't need to be running any country.
Remember, he doesn't.
All right, we're gonna have to stop you there, and maybe we can reconnect with you in just a moment, James, while we because that phone connection is just not working for us here this morning.
You know what I thought was interesting, we can speak to him about this, is Nigel Farage, the man who led the Brexit, right? Mm-hmm. He led Britain out of the EU. He correctly said, he predicted that Emmanuel Macron would win the election yesterday. But you know what he said? That Marine Le Pen will win the country's next election in 2022.
You think so?
Farage says, which I think is interesting. He was right about this one, so maybe he'll be right about the next one as well.
Yeah, let's go back to that question, James Carafano. What about this idea that the guy's 39 years old? He's so very young to be leading an entire country.
Well, the French system is a little different than ours. He has no representation in parliament. There's parliamentary elections in June. It's unlikely he's going to have a very strong parliamentary mandate in there. So reforming France and making progress, and that's not going to be terribly easy for him.
You know, the Guardian ran a piece that was very similar to what you saw here in this country, that the people in the country and in the small little hamlets around away from the cities in France were pro Le Pen. And it sounded very much like what you heard in this country, where the people in the cities were for Hillary and the people outside of the cities were for Trump. How did that break down? Did it break down along those lines, the vote?
It did. I think that is true. But unfortunately, Le Pen was not going to deliver what they wanted. She is still a very big government politician. She's for big government spending, big government programs, not going to speed the economic development of France. She really didn't have good solutions for dealing with the legitimate security issues of refugees and terrorism in France and anything. So I'm not sure France. And she also had no real parliamentary influence. I'm not sure she would have been a better solution to the concerns of people in the French countryside.
Well, James Carafano, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks,
and have
James.
A fantastic week. That's Jim Carafano from the Heritage Foundation.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.